anniversary of disaster. It was March 2003 when the U.S. launched its invasion of Iraq with a pretension of allies meant to disguise that this was really an American effort. The invasion was accompanied by the blare of martial music on virtually every TV network. Anchors wore U.S. flags in their lapels. This was America, triumphant, the world's lone superpower, riding on chariots of fire to humble the dark-skinned non-believers in the ancient cities of Mesopotamia. It was, Bush said in an unguarded moment of revelation, a crusade linking the war to the years of plunder and loss between the 11th and the 13th centuries. Perhaps Bush, never one for history, wasn't aware that the actual crusades were dismal failures. It's been 4 years since the invasion and occupation began. It's been as dismal a failure as the original ones. Over 2 million Iraqis have fled the nation, mostly its educated elites. They have found homes in neighboring Jordan, Syria, some in Egypt, and some even in Iran. They fled the avalanche of violence that has seized the nation since the invasion. As the march to the fifth year begins, it's clear that allies have other ideas about their troops. Virtually every so-called ally has faced either outright rejection or the enmity of their populations. Most of the leaders who signed up with Bush's crusade have been retired by their people. Perhaps the last man standing is Britain's Tony Blair, a gifted politician who has virtually decimated his party, New Labour, solely based on Iraq. But the danger isn't only to the party. As journalist David Morrison noted in the London-based journal Labour and Trade Union Review recently, in March 2003, having been warned in advance by the intelligence services that the threat from al-Qaeda would be heightened by military action against Iraq, the Prime Minister chose to make Britain a less safe place by invading Iraq. According to national opinion polls, support for the war has plummeted to 35%, down from the high 60s in 2003. What a difference 4 years makes. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.